is almost too horrible to describe. Man, in his search through the wisdom of man and medicine, mental therapy, and all of that to try to deliver himself, opened up many secrets of germ warfare, bacteriological warfare, the atomic and hydrogen weapons. They did this in their struggle to try to overcome sickness and disease. And then, as usual, the thing that had been good for people, Satan began to use it then, turn around and make war. Here comes the war. We can take these germs, put them in capsules. We can hold them there and release them in missiles on nations. We can destroy whole nations with it. Take that bacteria and all look at the possibility in that atomic bombs. Did you know all that was discovered through research? Man trying to deliver himself? Did you know that? You didn't know that? Surely everyone knows that. Oh. Struggling without a chance. Every time he gets something good to use, Satan takes that thing and makes evil out of it and turns against it. The very finding of the culture of those germs that would help him eradicate disease, Satan then takes them and turns them back on him in the form of germ warfare. He doesn't have a chance. And that splitting of atom that will let him know the molecular molecular construction of man to where he could find the diseases in them, you know, and help them with all their sickness and their diseases. Satan took it and made atomic and hydrogen, bombed out of it to turn right back on them with radioactivity that would create even worse diseases of radioactive fallout and cancerous tissues that would absolutely destroy humanity. Man doesn't have a chance working against something like this. Everything they discover for their good, Satan turns around and uses for war and evil for their destruction. Why? Because Satan locked up the book of life in God's plan. Ooh. All the knowledge of mercy.
All the knowledge of mercy.
Man's fight against disease and hunger.
Man's fight against disease and hunger.
Always fall short.
Always fall short.
Satan locked up God's plan.
Satan locked up God's plan.
In the false church.
In the false church.
The keeper of the book.
The keeper of the book.
Satan firmly seated.
Satan firmly seated.
Keeps the truth locked up.
Keeps the truth locked up.
As knowledge increases.
As knowledge increases.
In the wisdom of man.
And war among the
nation,
division on every hand,
man's fear to survive,
uncovers Adam,
Satan ready to destroy him,
according to his plan,
wars and wars,
and rumors of war.
The sea of humans,
trouble on every hand.
Spoke our Lord Jesus,
till the time of the end.
Be not troubled,
I'm in control.
Don't be troubled, said I'll bring an end to this thing. You hear war and rumors of war and all that, so don't be troubled. I'll bring an end to it. All you have to do is go to following me. You just know this is a sign of the time. He said, I'll bring an end to it. You don't believe that? Exactly what he's marshaling himself now for.
I clothe on the earth and
speaks our Father.
Now the earth belongs to me.
I do what I will.
None can stop me.
I'm the great creator.
Lord of hosts.
Didn't
you know that it was prophesied in the day of vengeance that again the Lord of hosts would go forth and fight in battle? Didn't you know that was prophesied? As he did in days of old? Did you know this, how he changes the ages? The Lord of hosts? Oh, you know it. You've heard it prophesied. You've seen it all in the scripture. Got time for a theological study, but he has set himself for battle. If you can't feel that battle going on, you're not very spiritually sensitive. But I shall go forth in the battle as I did in days of old. Should I shall fight the battle for my people, and they shall stand still and see the glory of the Lord. Said, I'll use them to announce the battle, and then I'll do the work. My wife, the Holy Ghost, brought you New Jerusalem down. My sons took the sea of blood with his resurrection power. The water and the air he purified for you. We all working together, three in one. My council of heaven, of righteous souls, headed by my son Jesus, on judgment throne now sit. They're righteous and dependable.
They've never compromised.
Nor been marked by the beast. Though they lost their lives.
They lost their lives.
You remember where he saw thrones? John said, I saw thrones. Said those that sit on them, judgment was given to them. Daniel said, I saw him. The very ones of the Old Testament and New Testament, faithful unto death, never compromised with the beast, religion and war, they're the ones that sits in judgment now, headed by Jesus Christ, the council of heaven. Because God has spoken that I'm going to let righteous man judge unrighteousness. And they sit in judgment. Said, I'll do the eternal judging, but said, they'll judge the world. My council of heaven,
are one with us.
Their judgment is mine. Seated in my heart of trust, judge my people in love,
but the wicked with fire.
They're sitting poised now.
Complete my judgment plan.
They all have my covenant.
And heavenly life in them.
That I said unto them.
Concerning the works of my hand.
Command ye me.
We are all one.
So fear thou not.
My plan is complete.
As the time draws nigh. Even now it's at the door.
When my obedient cry out,
we can do no more.
So come, Lord Jesus.
Then I strike in judgment with my angels of fire
and the horns of the unicorn.
Meanwhile, be ye faithful
and harvest in love
the obedient souls of the earth
that are ready.
I require no more.
Except you be faithful and true.
And I'll declare the new age
to the world through you.
That's the promise.
The meek and obedient shall do what? They shall inherit what?
The earth.
Now that's his promise to you. So do you move in this new Jerusalem and you stay faithful and obedient and let me work out my plan in you. You reach out and get others and bring them through. And he said, I bring the fullness of my son alive in you from the least to the greatest. He said, I set you as the first fruits of the earth as the pattern for the new age. That new kingdom age that through my church lasts forever and ever and ever. That your many rewards are just innumerable to count. But one thing, you get the covenant of everlasting life. The covenant of Enoch. One breath on this earth, and then the next breath in heaven. Twinkle of an eye, you don't miss it. So the next you get, if you're faithful to me all your life, that you get your place right on that sea of glass. To be admired by all ages as the ones that were obedient and fulfill obedience in all the sufferings of my people down through the ages. Old Testament people on that side is suffering, died. The other New Testament people on that side suffering, died. Said, you're called their children. Said, we'll put you right in the center. Father and Jesus move out over you like that. Whoa. That you'll have the rewards that are admired of all people of all ages. You check it out in the scriptures. Then what'll happen? Heaven's completed. Why, the outer court is on out there, the world extended. The new earth plumbed down into the world. Made a new earth. Heaven and earth. One new earth pattern after the heavens. As people live out their natural life in the fullness of God, free of Satan, move into their eternal reward immediately, their works follow. It's that simple, it's that easy. You want it, it's yours. Oh. You don't want it, you don't have to have it. You can go on back to your old religious church and sit around there and wait for the fire to come if you want to. Say, Brother Pruitt, he wouldn't burn up those good people, just sure as I'm standing here. Sure as I'm standing here. Those that are wandering around out there in disobedience now, those that had a call in God on their life, they don't have a chance. He's going to either pull them in or he's going to destroy them. Did you know that? It hath been done. He's already said it. He said, now when this thing starts, he set the plan for his judgment. He said, I put a call on a lot of my ministers, men and women. He said, I started from childhood. And said, when they get trapped, either through disobedience or through no fault of their own, into religion, and they start serving man, said, when I start, I give them a call. But said, I only give them one call. Because my long suffering is ended. I'm through. Said, I give them one call, and that's it. Said, I owe you a call. Said, I gave you a call to start with. You responded. Said, I owe you the call to say, come on back in. But said, then I'm through. Said, I let that call work in them. They don't come on in. Said, then I'm through. Said, then you're resigned to outer darkness. But said, now the people out there
the wicked that have been my enemies that I never put a call on said I owe them nothing. Said they can look on and see the miracles and the workings of the power of God and said if they come to me and repent, I'll save them. But said I don't owe them any special call or any attention. That's the way he feels about it. Said they shall be onlookers and said if they see and they believe, said they'll be saved. Said now my obedient people's already saved. My obedient minister said I owe them. Said they must hear about it. Not as much rejoicing in here this morning as there's been all week, is it? You have to grow up in the knowledge of what's going on in judgment around you. Why? Boy, once you get an idea of this thing, you go to looking at people, you'll say, some way or another, that person right there is on judgment, some way or another, I don't know how it is, Lord, I'm going to get that person some way or another. Love of God go to rise and in you say somehow or another I'm going to get that person. I don't hide it, but I'm going to get them. And you'll start praying for them. You'll start moving after them. And this is exactly what God wants to move in you, to open your eyes to what's going to happen to those people out there where love can rise in you and the abhorrence of evil of Satan is holding him and you begin to strike at him in prayer with your mantle or what else ever to deliver that person. This is the only way he can stir you to the people is to tell you the truth about judgment. They're in one terrible shape. You can sit, have love not perfected in judgment and abhorrence of evil, and you won't care. You say, well, they're making it all right. They're doing good as I am, but they're not making it all right. The day of God's judgment is upon the earth. The vengeance of God is upon the earth. And this is a terrible time. Jesus said, in that day, woe beyond even the child. A woman is with child in those days. A terrible time. Oh. People out there, brands being ready to burn by fire already starting on judgment. Somebody got to snatch them out. The only way he can move you into this thing is to let you know exactly what's happening to him. And if you accept this, then love for them and compassion and abhorrence for evil will begin to rise in you so you'll get them. If you don't accept it, say, well, I don't believe that, then you're going to go on down destruction. They're going to go too. Oh. Lord Jesus. Ooh, anyone here that hadn't been through the three gates salvation yet? Y'all put everybody through that come in, new ones? Got one? Get him up and bring him on here. Yes, get her up and bring her on. Heard another one back there. Y'all grab him. Let's go with him. Oh, Lord Jesus. Just say, lift your hand. Close your eyes. Satan hath been destroyed. Lord Jesus, I see you right there alive, clothed upon and one with my Father, head and hair white as wool, white as snow, body shining with fire and glory of your resurrection, and in your bowels, and in the bowels of my Father, is a pit of fire in which I place all my sins, all working of Satan, and I say by faith, they have been destroyed. Here comes the wiping of the blood. Okay, lay her down there. Y'all get her now and put her through the next two gates. Wait till she comes to a little. Anyone else? Through those three gates, get to moving. Oh.
Pick her up and get her through that second gate there. Hold her up. Oh, oh, oh. That's your music.
With his power.
Then he
Father too.
With my Father too.
He swallowed me up.
He swallowed me up.
So now everything new. explain this peace.
Are
the words of Paul.
Are the words of Paul.
It passes understanding.
It passes understanding.
But I live in this peace.
But I live in this peace.
By breathing hath been given.
By breathing hath been given.
Hath been given.
Has been given
the peace of heaven.
The peace of heaven.
Just feel it settle on you.
That's the way of His grace.
It passeth understanding.
It passeth understanding.
But it works by faith.
But it works by faith.
And it's reality.
And it's reality.
It's the substance of God.
It's the substance of God.
Delivered through His love.
Delivered through His love.
That I eat by the Spirit.
That I eat by the Spirit.
And my confessions of faith.
And my confessions of faith.
The air that I breathe.
The air that I breathe.
Hath been made new.
Hath been made new.
It's the air of heaven.
It's the air of heaven.
That I breathe in my lungs.
That I breathe in my lungs.
And as I breathe it in.
And as I breathe it in.
I whisper it hath been made.
I whisper hath been made.
Life to my body.
Life to my body.
And I tingle all inside.
And I tingle all inside.
Understanding.
Though it passes understanding.
Hath been made new.
Hath been made new.
For my feet.
For my feet.
I confess hath been.
I confess hath been.
Made new with your life. Feel His life rising.
And I feel His life rising.
From feet to my head.
From feet to my head.
Of heaven
is a new place of heaven.
grazing,
filled with his grace
and his resurrection power.
And his resurrection power.
As I lie down to sleep,
as I lie down to sleep,
I make my confession.
I make my confession.
Sin hath been given.
It hath been given.
My heaven's place of rest.
My heaven's place of rest.
And his grace rises around me.
And his grace rises around me.
And his glory and his love.
And his glory and his love.
And it wraps me all around.
And it wraps me all around.
And moves inside.
And moves inside.
And as I sleep.
And as I sleep.
I float in the heavens. And
resting and looking,
sleeping all night. season.
His plan of grace.
They are excluded.
They are excluded.
They have no place.
They have no place.
They're transferred to the kingdom.
They're transferred to the kingdom.
Of Satan and religion.
Of Satan and religion.
Purged out of his new life.
Purged out of his new life.
By the purgings of grace.
By the purgings of grace.
Oh. judgment under grace.
Judgment under grace
is oh so terrible.
Is oh so terrible.
Once rejected.
Once rejected.
Wrath God's in God's face.
Wrath God in God's face.
And the fire of his judgment.
And the fire of his judgment.
Begins to burn around you.
Begins to burn around you.
And he burns up everything.
And he burns up everything.
But his pure grace.
But his pure grace.
Now listen, I'll show you.
Now listen, I'll show you.
A mystery in the scriptures.
A mystery.
All spoke fears.
All spoke fears.
That many in that day.
That many in that day.
Would be saved yet so as by fire.
Would be saved so as by fire.
Their works would be burned.
Their works would be burned.
Their royal war destroyed.
Their war destroyed.
At the judgment seat of Christ.
At the judgment seat of Christ.
This simply means.
This simply means.
All works none of grace.
Works not of grace.
Is burned up.
Is burned up.
By the judgment fire of God.
By the judgment fire of God.
Of have been,
confessions of have been,
and release in his life,
and release in his life,
your reward complete,
your reward complete,
nothing is burned,
nothing is burned.
Ha.
Has saturated your body.
Have been made whole.
Have
have been made whole.
We have been made whole.
In the person of Jesus. Have been made whole.
And the glory of God
delivers finished grace and hath been made whole from head to your feet.
Ah!
person. I strike in his body.
I strike in his body.
The strength of heaven.
The strength of heaven.
Hath been made whole.
Hath been made whole.
Ha. Feet.